Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Just a friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 4:55 p.m. Learning in the Shul this week is graciously sponsored by our dear friends, Dr. and Dr. Wenger, commemorating the yahrzeit of Avram ben Avraham, their grandfather, and also the Mishnayos that we study each and every day, are the Ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we study Mesachta Olos, Mishnayos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So Koros HaBayis V'Aliyah, let's say I'm doing construction. Right, this happens sometimes, depending on who's doing the construction. But they're setting up the construction on a multi-floor structure, and they set up some beams, and the beams have gaps between them. But the beams of the first floor and the beams on top of the second floor line up exactly. And then you're digging around, and you discover that somebody came along, and instead of swimming with the fishes, was buried in the basis of the house. And the base of the house. If you have the beams and there's no plaster, but they're exactly lined up, so the space underneath the beam is tame, but it's not going to spread through the rest of the structure because there are the gaps in between. And between the, if we find the kazais minameis on the first level beam, between the first level and the second level, so b'neim tame, so the space in between them is going to be tame. Agabe Elyon, if you find it on the top, so connect the water rakia tame. Then it's going to go all the way up to the top. Now, hayu Elyonos kevein atachtonos, if the beams correspond to the space between the lower ones, so now they're interchanging, right? So then, tuma tachasakas meyem tachas kulon tame. So then, interchanging, right? If you have a word, if I have an upper level beam between where there's a gap between the two lower level beams, so now I just have a roof that is sloped. And so, therefore, if there's a tumah underneath one of them, tachas kulam tameh, there's the gap under the whole space underneath is going to be tameh. Al gabeim connect the adarakia tameh. And if it's on top, so then the tumah is just going to go straight up to shemayim. Koreshi nesuna mikosel kosel. What if you have a beam that was stretched from one wall to another wall, right? Vituma tachta, and there's tumah underneath it. If there's a gap of a posech tefach, so then it spreads throughout the underside of the beam. If not, then if there's no posech tefach, it just moves straight up in a column. How big does the perimeter have to be to have a posech tefach? So if bismanchi agula, if the beam is a rounded beam, hakefa shlosha tvachim. So then its perimeter has to be three tvachim, because if you know a squared plus b squared equals c squared, and if you went ahead and you did, I'm sorry, I used the wrong formula. That's why the Rav says to me that it's his domain, right? If you go ahead and you run the perimeter three tvachim, that means the diameter is going to be a tefach. But if not, bismanchi merubas, if the beam is a square beam. So then the perimeter has to be arba, shamaruba, yeser ala igul, revia. The perimeter has to be four tfachim because a square exceeds a circle by one, by a quarter. And so that, which we proved in other Gemaras, Erevin and Sukkah and other places. And so therefore we're sure that the gap that you're going to have is going to be a boseach tefach. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem. We will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, terrific day.